Is that a position where, like, you don't have to worry as much about having him practice 3 days? Because...
Well, I guess the short of it, you don't have to worry about it. I mean, it is the kicking position, but listen, it's a big part of the game too. So, and he's done a nice job for us. So, just want to make sure that he's healthy before we stick him back out there in the game.
Ready to get back at it, or is he still a ways
away? In Caleb's case, Caleb's been kicking obviously, and still kind of working through his treatment and rehab and everything, and he's close as well.
Have you talked to the service at all in the last few months?
He'd won this job and he'd been performing pretty well, and he gets hurt, and then a new guy comes in and pretty much takes the job from him. Have you had a talk?
I haven't had any recent conversations. I know Dave Phipp has talks to him quite a bit. So and I see him out there getting his work in and all that. But and he's around. He's obviously around. So but I haven't had any one-on-ones yet with him recently.
Going into a game without the kicker,
No, I mean, you definitely want somebody that can kick, a professional kicker.
So on the other side,
is there a chance that Sturgis won't be healthy enough to kick and Jake won't be out of concussion protocol and you have to go get a kicker?
Yeah, and listen, I don't want to speculate on a bunch of things, and say this, that, and the other, because a lot of it's speculation. But to put it this way, I do believe and I feel in the bottom of my heart that Jake will be ready.
On the other side, in a similar situation to Carson last year, does it put in perspective how far Carson's come? Because this time a year ago was a pretty tough time for him in terms of losing.
Yeah, it does, and some of these young quarterbacks that are playing this year, I can relate as a coach, obviously, and know what their coaches are going through and trying to figure out how to win a football game, even through the struggles. But we obviously saw incremental growth with Carson last year, and I think some of these teams are seeing the same thing with their young quarterbacks, and especially this one, this weekend. I think he's a talented guy that you can't fall asleep on him, because he can hurt you with his legs too. He's very talented that way. So, they're fighting through it, working through it, but they got a lot of confidence in him, and that's why he's starting right now.
Frank was saying yesterday that Carson is rookie year, and what you're seeing with young quarterbacks is you kind of let him do some things, pull the reins back a little bit, and then kind of experiment to see if he can do some more. I mean, do you find that's kind of most effective with the young quarterback, kind of let him do his thing, but also, rein him back in if you feel like it's too much? And how much did you have to do that with Carson?
Yeah, I do think you can experiment that way without trying to, sacrifice the team, I guess, or in particular the offense. But, you want to see how much you can kind of put on a young quarterback's plate, how much he can handle without bogging him down mentally. You just still want him to be, sort of that carefree and just be able to be clear-minded and go play. And if you ever feel as a coach, if you ever feel like you're putting too much on a guy, then yeah, you have to back it back down and keep it, very, I don't want to say vanilla, but you got to keep it manageable, for a guy, a young quarterback. And then you can kind of, if he's showing strides again, you can kind of increase it a little bit more. So I would say that you can definitely experiment that way, as long as you're not hurting his growth, overall, as a quarterback.
Would you do that with Carson, last year, kind of rein him in a little bit?
There were times where I think as coaches we felt like, with Carson, we felt like, yeah, let's load him up. He can handle it. He's smart. He's intelligent. He studies. He prepares. Oh, no, and he... Now they have to back down, because it can bog you down. Just just go through the rigors of the week, from dealing with the media to conference calls to everything else that you have to do throughout the week. And then on top of that, play a game at the end of the week. You don't want to put that much pressure on a young guy.
When you had spot for you as a coach, you're coming off a big blowout win against the Cowboys. You have Seattle on the road. Actually, Bears kind of sandwiched in the middle, but it's not quite the same level of competition. How do you get the guys to play up to that standard?
Listen, this is the National Football League, and you're seeing it every week. If you don't come ready to play, you'll get your tail beat. And this is no different this week. This is a good football team we're playing. Their record might be a different way, but and they've had some injury, particularly on defense now, and it's still a good football team, and they probably should have won that game last week, and they've been in some close games this year. So you can't go to sleep on these, and the The one thing I've been proud, most proud of this team is we stay in the moment, we stay in the week, and you know, we got the Bears on Sunday, and that's our focus.
Getting back to what you said about what you were talking about, Carson, during the pre-draft process, when you had those in-person meetings, what did you do to kind of test his mental capacity and what he could do from that aspect?
Just some recall things. You know, Coach DeFilippo would get on the board and install four or five plays, you know, out of our offense. And then basically erase the board, and we'd start talking and put the video on and start talking about his offense and go about another 30 minutes and then go, hey, Carson, get on the board and tell me those five plays again. And so you can test a recall and you can test memory and get a good feel for how a guy retains the information that way.
Is this roster devoid of me guys, or
is talking about our roster?
Yeah. Or is winning kind of tampering down those personalities?
Well, the biggest thing, I mean, this is a very unselfish football team right now. You just look at offensively. I mean, we haven't had a skill guy rush the ball for 100 yards or catch the ball for 100 yards. I mean, it just hasn't been that type of year for us, you know, having one guy each week. It's a combination of all of them. So that right there tells you the discipline and the unselfishness of the guys. And the same way on defense, you know, these guys, it doesn't matter who makes the play. You know, everybody has a big part of this thing. It's the way they practice during the week and prepare. And it's a very, they're very disciplined that way. And that's why I think you're seeing the success of the team. And, you know, can winning mask some of the blemishes? Yeah, it can. But this team, these guys don't let that sort of creep into their mindset, you know?
Are you a big character guy? Or do you want those types of guys in the, or are you willing to accept one or two?
Well, listen, you're always going to have a couple guys on your roster, you know, that you kind of have to manage. I mean, that's every year. But listen, if you got enough good character people, and we've got plenty of good character guys on this team, coaches, players, it just sort of eliminates itself, you know. And the guys that you maybe think you're going to have an issue with, you don't have issues with because the guys around him, you know, won't let that happen. So. Yeah, that's not a concern that we have.
You guys have been really finishing games strong. There's a sense that if the game's close, kind of middle of the third quarter, you guys are going to kind of put it away like Sunday night. What goes into that? Is there schematic things? Do you think your guys' conditioning is better than other teams? What are the factors?
I mean, it's a little both of those that you mentioned. I think schematically we don't have to go back and reinvent a lot of things. We just kind of tweak what we have and try to make it better in game. And then I do feel like our conditioning has been really good. We do so much up tempo during games that you know, you do see teams kind of wear out, especially in the second half of games. And it's a tribute to the offensive line, their conditioning, being able to sustain blocks, and they do a great job with double teams and things like that. And then having bigger backs that can break arm tackles later in games helps you, that we've seen most recently, you know, with LeGarrette and Corey and even Jay doing that. So it's a little bit of all that in a combination of just, I think, finishing from last year. Last year we didn't know how to finish games. And now these guys understand what it takes. And you know, we're either finishing with the ball, victory formation, or probably at least giving the team back the ball with a few seconds left to do whatever they can.
It seems Alshon spent more time in the slot this past game. What was the reason for that? And is that a way you want to use him going forward?
Well, it's a couple of things. One, when we self-scout, we want to make sure that the guys aren't always lining up in the same spots and get predictable a little bit offensively. And he's a big body, big target in there. And being able to work some throws, you saw a couple of throws over the middle that were targeted in his way, and that he's a big body in there, you know, much like Zach or Selleck, those guys as tight ends. And so it's a little bit of, you know, scheme, but at the same time too, just trying to not get too predictable offensively by formations. Hello.
Do you think Alshon has had this game circled on the calendar?
You might have to ask him that. But, I, you know, I mean, listen, I can remember when I was here and went to Cleveland, and then we played the Eagles that same year, you know, and it's fun. And it's a fun game because you're going against guys that you've practiced with and played with, and you have a good time out there with those guys. But at the same time, I know in the bottom of his mind, bottom of his heart, that he wants to win the game.
How much more of a focus would this game have to win because you're going to be home for a while back?
Well, I think each week is a focus and kind of getting the guys refocused, you know, particularly after big emotional wins like we had, you know, on the road. And, you know, obviously it's a home game, so playing in front of our crowd is huge, and it's exciting and electric for the guys. But you know what, we don't try to look too far down the road. We do obviously on paper know what's coming up and the schedule and all that, but you know, we just try to take one game at a time, one week at a time, and win that week, and then we'll move on to the next set of challenges after that. All right. Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.